I can hardly believe that it's been over 34 years since Coal Miner's Daughter first came out. A lot has happened since then, but I don't know if I've changed all that much. I've kind of stuck to what I've always done. Write songs, sing, live as honest a life as I can live. But one thing I've been really grateful for all these years is my fans. I have to say, I don't even think of them as fans. I think of them as friends because they're always so close to me. They're a part of my life, same as my family. People come up to me all the time and say, "Hey, your story's the story of my life too. What you went through, I know what that is. I'm going through it now." I think reading about my life has helped them, and that makes me feel good, just like it makes me feel good to be on stage and talk to them, just like I would if they were sitting next to me in my living room. That's what I think I'm doing with my songs, talking to my friends. And Lord, I do have a lot of friends. We just got back from a solo tour, and we had a sold-out house everywhere we went. I can't ask for more than that. So I want all my friends to know that I love them, and I'm so proud that they've stuck with me all this time. This is my chance to say thank you. It's also been 30 years since the movie Coal Miner's Daughter came out. When someone told me that recently, I thought, "You gotta be kidding me. 30 years? It really is amazing to think about. I handpicked Sissy Spacek to play me in the movie. She followed me around for a whole year to learn how I talked and sang. My daughters, Patsy and Peggy, used to ask me why I talked like Sissy Spacek. So I guess she did a great job playing me. And bless her heart, she won the Academy Award. I was dumbfounded the first time I saw the movie. It was hard to watch my life flashing before my eyes. I brought Mommy to the premiere in Nashville, and when we got back to the motel after seeing it, I said, "Well, Mommy, what did you think of the movie?" Now, Mommy was real funny. At first, she didn't say a word. And then she said, "I thought it was great. You didn't wander off the truth nowhere. You told it like it was." That really made me proud. I've seen it maybe 3 or 4 times now. I don't have to keep watching it. I know what happens before it happens. And I still am proud. It's a good movie. And they've been talking about another one. I think they should have done it right after the first one came out. But they didn't, so, oh well. We'll just have to see what happens. I'm still writing songs, of course. As you know, I've written most of my songs. I like to write. It's what makes me happy. I'd rather write than sing, which is a surprise to most people, but it seems to me like I get a lot out of my system when I write. People often say, "Where do you come up with all of these songs?" Well, I don't come up with them. I've lived them. I tell it like it is. In the hills, we don't write songs. We just tell the truth. That's what I always say. And I still believe that. It's just life. I don't think I could sing a song if it didn't fit and if it wasn't true. Even all my cheating songs, it all happened. And let me tell you, my old man got the devil for it. When I write, it just takes me over. I remember when I was writing Fist City. "You've been making your brags around town that you've been a-loving my man, but the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can." I was writing away, which means all I was thinking about was that song, and I was getting in my car to drive home to the ranch for my birthday party in Nashville. I wasn't paying any attention to what I was doing, because I was just thinking about that song. When I saw this red light, and I thought, "I don't think I've ever seen a light like this between Nashville and my house." Guess what? I never saw such a light, because I was all the way in the middle of Memphis. I had to run around and come back home, and by the time I got there, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. That's how I wrote Fist City. I don't know no other way to do it. People always say they love the way I communicate, but I'm just talking about my life. That's really all I'm doing. Maybe that's why I love writing songs so much, because I love telling it like it is. I have a little writing room that's beside my house where I usually work. And just thinking about that room, I'm realizing it's writing time again. I've got to get back in there and go to work. People are always asking me about Patsy Cline. I cut an album years back called I Remember Patsy. But nobody can sing Patsy's songs like Patsy. Let's face it, nobody can do it. She was great, and that's the beginning and the end of the story right there. She wasn't just a person that sang. She had greatness. And I think that came across in the little time that she was here. I loved her. She was my girlfriend. The only girlfriend I had when I first came to Nashville, and she kind of tucked me under her wing. The age difference wasn't that much apart. I was a couple of years younger, that's all. But she knew a lot more than me. And we stuck together until she was gone. That was one of the hardest things I've ever gone through. Patsy had two little kids, a little girl and a little boy. For her to just up and leave this world, that was awful. Awful for her, awful for me, awful for the world.